News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's cause for concern on our roads with a massive increase in the number of learner drivers involved in fatal collisions, as well as the number of people not turning up for their driving test. Dominic Brophy is director of the Professional Driving Institute Association. 500% increase, Dominic, in the number of learner drivers involved in fatal collisions. What's gone wrong? Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Yeah, something has gone wrong, and it's obvious for everybody to see. And I was very interested a couple of months ago when I heard a Taoiseach, Simon Harris, on the media saying that we were at a critical juncture in road safety. And I agree with our Taoiseach. I'll be on rush hour traffic now in about 10 or 15 minutes. And as you've probably been yourself and a lot of the listeners, they will see all kinds of stunts on the road in the next half an hour to an hour, and that will continue on throughout the day. And we really need to do something about the culture in the country at the moment.
How much of that is down to learner drivers not knowing what they're doing, though?
Well, some of it is down to learner drivers, but a lot of it is down to the people that should know better now, that have their full license. And they're setting the example on the road for our younger drivers, and we need them to set a better example. But we also need learner drivers to take responsibility themselves for their own habits and to go by the rules and not to be driving unaccompanied, and to make sure that person that they have with them, their sponsor driver, is a help to them and a good driver.
But that's the law, though. You mean you shouldn't be in a car with an L plate unless you have a qualified driver with you. But that's being flouted left, right and centre. And seemingly, we aren't prosecuting enough people to make it unpalatable.
Well, we have the Clancy Amendment that was introduced in 2018. And that states that any learner driver has to be accompanied by somebody that has had their licence for at least 2 years. But we see that law being broken on a daily basis. I'll see it in the next half an hour to an hour, wherever I'm driving. And we see it at our test centres, to be honest. You know, you can go to any test centre today around the country and you can sit in the car park for a half an hour to an hour, and you will see young men and women arrive on their own, in their own car, with no L plates on. They'll park up in the test centres, they'll put their L plates on for their test. They'll go and do their test, they come out, maybe they'll pass, maybe they'll fail. But if they'll fail, they'll take down their learner permits, their L plates, and they will drive out on the busy main roads again.
Hey, but look, a lot of learner drivers, particularly the ones that I know, when young men and women, are very conscientious. They want to do the right thing. They want to get their L and their N plate, and they want to become good drivers. Are we talking about the older cohort here, the persistent offenders who never passed their test? Are they the ones that are causing this problem, as opposed to the young person coming in trying to do the right thing?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both age cohorts. You know, the younger age cohort and the one that has no intention of sitting a driving test or is avoiding their driving test. But regardless of their age, they're learners and they shouldn't be on the road unaccompanied.
Okay.
And we have to stop turning a blind eye to behaviour that's going on in test centres and behaviour that's going on around the country.
Well, of course, the obvious solution is more professional driving lessons, which I'm presuming, as director of the Professional Driving Institute Association, you'd be delighted with. More business for you.
Well, it's not anything to do with business. What we're looking for is more safety on the roads. And
you would benefit,
at the moment,
though.
Well, we would benefit, but we're busy people anyway. We're not calling for extra lessons because we need extra work. Driving instructors around the country are very busy. But what we see is, you've seen it yourself in the media, there's a huge increase, a 500% increase in the last 5 years of road deaths and serious injuries. And they are our customers, and we meet them on a daily basis. And these young men and women, mostly young men and women, we become friends with them, and we become their tutor, their educator. Okay. And we don't want to be reading in the newspaper and online that somebody has had a tragic accident.
Okay, well, nobody wants to hear that. Dominic Brophy, Director of the Professional Driving Institute Association, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dominic. I guarantee you that there's people driving right now who have seen an L plate and they've seen them do something stupid in the last few minutes, Shane. It's guaranteed to have happened.
We are an extraordinary country that we turn a blind eye effectively to people driving who aren't qualified to drive.
It's just sure they'll get there eventually, but many of them don't. Anyway, let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.